we're supposed to practice social distancing and get outside in the fresh air and out from circulated air. And what better way to do that than on a motorcycle? So we're seeing a lot of YouTube videos about that. You know, we have a couple of our buddies who are out in their boats, and we saw posts just the other day about, you know, this sickness can't find me out here in the middle of the lake kind of thing.
Right. So, salt water cures this virus, right? Yeah. So exactly.
Salt water, barley and hops. Yes.
I would fully agree with you.
We're going to do our best to get new thinking out there.
There's going to be discussions centered around growth and new thinking.
That's where those great ideas come from, exploring them together.
Nuggets that you can go back and put into your dealership that'll help you make more money.
This is GarageCast.
Welcome to GarageCast. This is episode number 11. This is Tony Gonzalez coming to you from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Today on the line with me, I got Sam Dantzler. Sam, how are we?
Hey, buddy. Doing well. Down in my man cave here in Littleton.
Fantastic. Today we're doing something a little bit different. We are not only recording this for our podcast, but we will also have a visual aspect of this that we'll be putting up on our website, on our YouTube channel, for people to actually watch it live as we're recording this. So we're going to start doing this moving forward. So modern technology.
If you can believe it, we have some of our own members who don't listen to the podcast. Can you believe that?
They're no members of ours, I'll tell you that much.
Well, today's topic is pretty sensitive and pretty important. And so we wanted to video this and get it out to our members on a video in case they don't either have the technology or they're not set up to do podcasting. So we figured we'd give this video thing a try. We'll see where it goes.
Okay, gang. So the name of the episode today is Things to Consider. And, you know, Sam and I are going to try and make it through this episode without even saying the word, because you've heard it 10 gazillion times. And quite frankly, every single one of us is sick of it. But we find ourselves going into, you know, the end of March in a precarious position because of events going on around the world. And so we felt it was not only something that we wanted to do, but we feel it's our duty to our clients, to the motorcycle industry, to kind of get our thoughts out there and talk through what's going on right now and kind of give dealers perhaps a little solace, give them a little bit of a roadmap, and give them some ideas of how they can start moving forward over the next 2 weeks and maybe month. Sam?
Well, you know, you weren't yet with me, Tony, but back in 2001 at 9/11, when this happened inside the four walls of the LEMCO organization, Ed too felt like he had an obligation to give it some perspective from various points of views, if you will, because as a dealer, you're caught up in your situation or your parent group situation or your immediate group of dealers that you're talking to. And I think you and I have the ability to give it some perspective from around the country in several different industries.
So just a little background, you know, Sam and I have been discussing this. I discussed this with my team is, I think a few of you remember, about 4 or 5 years back, I went through a master's program, at George Washington University where I was studying terrorism. And oddly enough, one complete semester was dedicated to the use of biological, chemical and nuclear weaponry and kind of their historical values, where they were in the future, what their intention was. And it was quite fascinating to understand what primarily these things were used for. So, yeah, there's a kinetic aspect to biological weapons. And obviously, we don't find ourselves in, and listen, we're not going to get into conspiracy theories here, right? But we don't find ourselves on the tip of the spear of use of biological weaponry. But the intended consequences I'm starting to see are the exact same thing. So biological, chemical, nuclear weapons are used obviously for kinetic effect, meaning to kill mass populations. But the real intended effect of this, of a biological weapon, is in fact to create pandemonium and hysteria within the population. So if you fast forward today and you see what's going on around the world, you can get really clear evidence of what's truly happening. You can go to some very, really patent websites, which we're going to give you, that you can talk through this and really understand what's happening. But man, if they would have had social media, Sam, back during World War One, when they were using chemical weapons, good God almighty, right?
Yeah, it's so much information that's coming at you and let's be honest, a lot of it quite spun up from one side or the other for the sake of stirring up fear and anxiety. And I'm all for having a real plan because of real situations going on. But I think there, to your point, Tony, the hysteria that is out there right now and just true fear, right? Genuine fear for not only our lives, but our families' lives, especially those of us with elderly out there. What are we supposed to do? And then obviously from a business sense, what does that mean to your business and what plans are we putting into place for the business? You know, Jason White, good buddy of both of ours from Faye Myers Motorsports here in Denver, Colorado. In 2008, he shared with me a document called The Fire Drill. And The Fire Drill ultimately became a video that we shot and is up on Wheelhouse College right now. And it had to do with the fact that he put something into place right when he saw the market coming down that was basically put his team in a position to simply engage and execute the plan that was in front of them. And it was as simple as, okay, if we lose 10% of our door swings, this is what we do. There's no hysteria. There's no guessing. This is what we do. And it was simply because of all of the pieces in the business, Tony, were connected to each other. The door swings all of a sudden was affecting staffing levels and units being PDI'd, all the considerations from every single department. And so I think what our attempt is today is to get you on board with some version of a fire drill, whether you put it into place today or next week or next month. Obviously, the faster we get into place, this thing is happening right now. So
this is not going to be a top five. It's not going to be a top 10, but we're going to run through a list. And I'm going to start off the list with this. And it is pretty simple. And that is to relax and take a breath and realize that this too shall pass. You guys have to remember out there, the people that are listening to this, owners, managers, I don't care if you're a level F technician, manufacturers, OEs, third party vendors in this space, relax, take a breath. This too shall pass. So my number one point that I want to talk about, let's tee this up, Sam, is frankly, we say this all the time to our clients, is the speed of the team is the speed of the leader. And if you are walking into work, plopping down the USA Today, checking your Facebook feed, pulling your hair out, sweating, pacing the floor, watching the door, you're doing nothing positive for your staff.
Watching your stocks, right? Losing your hair in that sense. I'm still hung up on a level F technician, Tony.
It's just below level C.
You think they wear that on their shirt probably. With a badge of honor?
Hydrotech.
Back to 2011, we had a TV going in the Lemco office on one end of the hall and a radio going on the other end of the hall. And I'm walking around just thinking, this is it. The sky's falling. This is the end of the world, right? And the instant we turned both of those off, and it was a joint decision. Everybody on the team was like, you know, we want to be informed, but this is killing morale inside the store. We just shut them off and we went to work. And to be fair, 9/11, from the business sense of selling motorcycles, was over inside of 3 weeks. The business side and the lack of door swings and the is anyone ever going to buy a toy again went away in a 3 week period of time.
So first thing that we want to pound into is that the owners, the managers, high level people, you have to be the one that's pragmatic. You have to be the one that is optimistic because people are looking for you for the support to understand what's happening right now. There's people out there that are scared. There's people out there that are wondering about their jobs, about their mortgages, so on and so forth. They're watching you. So make sure you're putting your first foot forward. Now, before I move on to the next topic, Sam, is I do want to say one other thing is that we don't want to paint a picture of doom and gloom because we have talked to dealers not only in the US, but we've talked to them in Europe. We've talked to some dealers in Canada, and I am getting both sides of the coin. I'm having some dealers tell us that, man, you know, the door is kind of struggling to open. I also have dealers telling me we're crushing it right now. I'm selling units left and right. People are coming through the doors. We're this, that, and the other thing. Have you experienced the same thing?
That's funny because right before I went to bed last night, I talked with a local bicycle dealer who said, never been busier than right now. I think you spent some time with dealers who said the sales are going great. They're maybe up in the Northeast. I had a Florida guy on the phone yesterday who told me that there's not a single person in the door. So I think you got different situations going on around the country. And I'm always a big fan of looking in the mirror and saying, what am I doing to cause that situation? Plus or minus. Am I causing door swings, or am I pushing them away because of the conversation that's being allowed to be had on the showroom floor? I don't care what industry you're in. So you're right. All three industries across the country and several countries, we're seeing both sides of this.
Next thing I want to discuss is I challenge everybody listening to this podcast and watching this video. I challenge you for a month, 2 months, 3 months to stop looking at your social media feed, Facebook, Instagram. Hell, I'm even seeing it on LinkedIn right now. Stop looking at social media. Stop checking your stocks. Remember, you're in this for the long haul, not the short term. And stop watching the news. It's fraught with misinformation, doomsday information. And I don't care, frankly, what side of this you fall. I don't care if you're watching Fox. I don't care if you're watching CNN. Both of them are just spewing out vitriol right now. And I challenge you just to stop and walk away from it, because there's other places to look to keep up with what's going on right now. Give me your thoughts on that, Sam.
Well, I find it interesting that the massive current underneath everything we teach is that nobody needs what we have, and they're operating on emotion, not logic. And we get deep. For those of you who've been to our training, several of us go deep inside the world of your brain defaults to emotion, not logic. And if you step back and you look at all those situations, you look at the ramifications of bailing on your stock in a tanking industry or a tanking market, or even the perception of a tanking market. You know, as we saw the stock market rebound 2,000 points just the other day. Don't do it. Everybody says don't do it, right? And then if you look at the situation behind what's your chance of actually getting this, the data says it is very slim. And if you get it, typically most healthy people will be through it in a period of a day to a couple of weeks, right? So the data tells us not to freak out, but we're humans, man. We got elderly parents. We got our whole livelihoods and our retirement tied up in the stock market. It's easy to get caught up in the emotion, Tony. So I'm right there with you. I do not care what side of the fence you fall on politically. Stop thinking everything is a spin. Let's deal with the situation, actually the data on hand, and calm down and set the tone for your team.
Next, refuse to decide that you will become a part of this problem. Meaning, again, walking into your store, flipped out, getting onto social media and calling everybody a bunch of idiots, or deciding that you're going to start giving away the shop, any of that kind of stuff. Don't be part of the problem. Don't go to the store and buy every single piece of food there. That's just becoming part of the problem. Decide that you're going to actually be a positive member of society for the next couple of weeks. And guess what? It'll blow over. We'll be good to go.
Well, and I sit here and I think about dealers, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, but the cash flow situation of a lot of dealers out there. If you are the dealer that thinks you have to sell something at all cost, that I suggest you don't. And we have a couple of possible solutions for you here as we move forward. But if there is a dealer in your neighborhood who thinks, oh my God, I got to sell it at any number, then you should go buy it. You should go to that dealership and buy that product at thousands of dollars off of cost.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Don't become part of the problem. Become part of that solution. And that is one of a myriad of ways that if you stop and just had a round table with your managers, how can we set the tone and become part of the solution, not part of the problem? I think you come up with a myriad of good ideas.
Next one is communicate with the right people. We tend to want to seek out the right answer that we're looking for. You know, if we're feeling frenetically paced and we're stressed out and anxiety ridden, we're going to call the one person that is going to be like, oh yeah, life's over. We're done. We're going to die. You know, we're going to find that person. I would challenge everybody in here, use your 20 club. For those of you that are in a 20 club or a peer advisory group, use it. We have a lot of our groups right now. I see a bunch of emails going back and forth. And quite frankly, people are calming people down. You know, I have somebody that'll say, hey, listen, man, this is a real problem. What should we do? And, you know, three or four people will get on there and be like, hey, man, chill out. Slow down. We'll be okay. The industry's going to pick back up. It's just a little bit of a hiccup. So use your peer advisory group would be the first thing that we would suggest. Give us another one, Sam.
Well, yeah. I tell you, some of the videos that have been bounced around between some of our groups, you know, as far as some levity to the situation and calming people down as a result of some of those communications that have happened. You know, we're we're supposed to practice social distancing and get outside in the fresh air and out from circulated air. And what better way to do that than on a motorcycle? So we're seeing a lot of YouTube videos about that. You know, we have a couple of our buddies who are out in their boats, and we saw posts just the other day about, you know, this sickness can't find me out here in the middle of the lake kind of thing.
Right. So, salt water cures this virus, right? Yeah. So exactly.
Salt water, barley and hops. Yes.
I would fully agree with you. Next one on that topic is, contact any of your level-headed consultants out there. Contact anybody on Garage Composites team. That's suggesting that we're a level-headed organization, which we're not, but
couple of us.
Yeah. Anybody out there listening that has another consultant out there, another peer advisory group that they use, contact them, talk with them, talk to some of your third-party vendors, talk to anybody that has a level head and can calm you down and realize that that we're going to win the day. So reach out to some people that you find solace in.
Well, and I think also, Tony, as we roll forward, on the phone with Sean Delaney from Scott Fisher Enterprises just the other day, and a lot of their stores based out of Florida. And how many times has a hurricane hit Florida where they've had to go into preparedness mode and shut down and lock doors for X amount of days? And are we having conversations with people who have lived through things along those lines before? Some of our dealers in Oklahoma who live on Tornado Alley, are we having chats with these people as well? There are opportunities to talk to people who have lived through some version of this before.
It's sad. Just a couple of weeks ago, we forget about this. You, Schooley, DJ, we're all training in the Nashville area. A massive tornado came blowing through there. Chris Watts, good friend of ours and a client of ours from America's Motorsports, you know, they've lived through this before. Ron Yearwood down there, they've lived through this. The Sloans, the Bumpuses, all these people, reach out to these people because they understand how to weather a storm like this and a small hiccup. So reach out to people that have experience.
Well, and you talked about earlier about reach out to some of your level-headed consultants. If you consider me one of them, and that it might be debatable, but I was part of LEMCO when that whole 9/11 thing went down. And if the 3-week number that I threw out at you earlier to shook you up a little bit, that we were back to business as normal, not life as normal, but business as normal within 3 weeks, give me a call, shoot me an email, let me know. I'm happy to chat with you. You know, distancing, social distancing. You know what that means, Tony? It means you and I are in our homes for a little bit. We're not getting on a plane for a little while. So we're around. We're happy to have those chats with you if you'd like to reach out to us.
Okay, let's go on to number two. Let's talk about staffing. Staffing right now is top of mind of a lot of people. We got to figure out what we're going to do with staffing. Do we have enough? Because typically we're in an industry where Sam and I are consistently telling you need to staff up, get ready for season. We're finding ourselves in a hiccup, and there's a lot of our consultants saying, what should I do with some of this staff? Okay.
Well, Tony, let me go on record and say the first thing that owners are thinking about is their staff. I promise you, for all the staff listening to this right now, the first thing they're thinking about is how do I keep my people? And I think that gets lost on a lot of people. Oh, my staffing is my biggest expense. And so what am I going to do? I'm going to cut expenses. Well, your staff is your biggest asset, because the only reason people go to bar A instead of bar B is the staff and the environment created. You and I have said for years, the whole industry is chronically understaffed. So maybe as door swings come down, staffing may come in line. But as dealers start thinking about staffing cuts, I start thinking about, what are you, the staff members, doing to cause the door to swing? Not what did you do once the door swung? What are you doing to cause the door to swing? And this is a time to go into sell mode as opposed to clerk mode on your showroom floor, leveraging your CRM. Would you agree with that, Tony?
I would agree. So right now is the time in all departments where we could be leveraging our CRMs. And I guarantee some of you out there are so sick and tired of the Garage Composites team talking about traffic log, talking about a customer experience, really calling your customers. Guess what we have right now? We have some time to be using our CRM. So first and foremost, in the sales department, man, you should be working your traffic log right now. You should be calling all of your current customers, lost leads, any of those customers. Reach out proactively to those people.
Yeah. And I think at some point, if we have to let people go, dealers are thinking about, how do I ramp this right back up the second the lights go back on? And I think about seasonal staffing models that we talk about. You know, how do I cut people loose during the winter months and have them come right back to have my A team back on? And one of my favorite ones is a sign-on bonus that, you know, for every month that employee is gone, I'm going to pay you X amount of dollars as a check when you come back. So if it's $200 a month and you're gone for 3 months, I got a $600 check waiting for you the day you come back because I want you back. And owners, please push that message to your team. No matter what happens, I want my team back. I'm going to hold on to them for as long as I can. And if I have to cut people loose, I want people back as soon as possible.
Well, the first thing I would love to do as an owner, though, is if I'm starting to get stressed about a staffing and the door's not opening yet, because it will, first thing that we can look at is some voluntary furloughs, some voluntary vacations. You may have people in your dealership right now that would love to go surfing for 2 weeks. I don't know, go down to Mexico. They might want to get on a plane. Who cares what people are saying about getting on a plane? They may want to get on a plane and get out of town. Where I live up here in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, there's about a good month left of some serious snowmobiling, and maybe some of the staff here would love to go and snowmobile for a month and get out into the cold weather, right? So ask your staff before you're going to do something like lay them off. Is there anybody here that wants to take some voluntary time off? That would be the first thing that we would suggest.
And whether it's voluntary time off or, as I was suggesting, if you actually have to cut people loose, mm-hmm. immediately in their brain, everyone is thinking about, well, how long, right? How long does this go for? How long can I sustain pushing that mortgage off or that credit card payment or whatever it happens to be? Because everybody's got bills and family responsibilities. And so I think the how long question, obviously nobody can answer that right now, but we've got some pretty good guesses because what's happening is not a result of the economy tanking. The stock market taking a dive is a result of this virus getting unleashed and nobody knowing what they're doing, right?
Uncertainty.
It's uncertainty. It's fear and uncertainty. It's exactly right. But anytime we've walked into these situations before, other than an economic recession, we know that it rebounds far faster because much like 9/11, people didn't stop buying toys. Every time there's an economic slowdown, people aren't stop buying toys until we truly have a recession like we did in the 2009 era. And then the how long becomes a much more vaguer scene. But in my opinion, from my experience of watching this over the last 20 years, it is far faster that we were back up to speed than in an economic recession.
So another thing that we talked about, Sam alluded to it earlier, was if you're going to lay people off, give them a guarantee buyback. Say, hey, listen, we might lay off for 2 weeks, for a month, and when you come back, we're going to have X amount of money for you sitting in a check for when you come back. That's going to give them a little bit of a peace of mind. Also, try and talk to them immediately about for how long. Here's the time frame that we're thinking about. We're thinking about bringing you back middle of April, beginning of April. We're going to give you 2 weeks off, whatever that might be. The next thing that you can consider, Sam, is you can consider cutting the operational time open. And we do have dealers doing that, you know, we were 7 days a week and they're cutting back to 5 days a week or whatever that time frame might be that they're comfortable with.
That's a fascinating conversation, not simply the conversation that we've been having in 20 clubs forever, which is 5 days or 7 days. But the fact of the matter is this may be an opportunity to change the dynamic of how your store runs. And if you go to 5 days a week, you can have your A team on 5 days a week. They get 2 days off every time. You set the tone with the public like this is why we're having to do it. But then all of a sudden, from the benefits on the backside of doing it that way, this may be a cultural shift for you, and you may get some good CSI turning into ESI or vice versa. Employee satisfaction index goes through the roof because everybody's now having 2 days off instead of, one day or a little bit of time here and there. So I'm all about that. Tony, we actually had an organization who is owned by an automotive organization, and inside of all of their stores, including automotive, which, holy cow, they all went to 5 days a week. Right. So that's a big shift, and it could set a cultural tone in the industry, quite frankly.
Before you decide to get on your keyboard and send us a nastygram saying you guys are a bunch of idiots because I'm killing it at 7 days a week, the door's opening, I'm selling units like mad, I'm talking to the people that are actually struggling. And we started the show off saying we have both demographics. We have some that are killing it, and we have some that are waiting for the door to open. If you're waiting for the door to open, perhaps 5 days a week is something to consider. Let's move on to number three, which is proactivity. And this is a part where I think we can actually use our employees that are maybe sitting around waiting for the door to open. We can really get them functioning at a high level. So let's talk about proactivity. First and foremost, Sam, traffic log me.
Yeah, well, we touched on it with staffing, right? But why are we not taking the traffic log and finally utilizing it for the tool that it is and causing door swings and reaching out to every one of our customers? I guarantee there are salespeople sitting on the showroom floor as this podcast airs going, wonder if the door is going to swing open today. And I'm wondering what you're doing to cause the door to swing open today. If I am an employee at a motorcycle dealership, I am making myself of worth to the owner. And I'm going to do that in several different ways. The first and foremost is a traffic log. Tony, you and I have been sitting around here, you for a few more days than I have, but I'm already going stir crazy because you and I are on the road all the time. And I wonder if your local snowmobile company called you, your local mountain bike company called you and said, hey, you know, we know what's going on, but we're open and we're having a good time. We'd love to see you come down and see what we have. Since you're home, come on down. I wonder how you'd react.
Yeah, let me paint a picture for you. Again, I live in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. The biggest draw to Steamboat Springs, Colorado is the ski mountain. Guess what happened to it? It closed. So it's done. Decided, okay, maybe I'll pack up my sneakers and my gym clothes and I'm going to hit the gym. Guess what? It closed. So really, there's nothing to do in the town. The racing, the winter sports club, everything is closed. And quite frankly, the only thing I can do is get out on a snowmobile. So you know what I want to do? Exactly. I want to get out of my house because there's nothing to do other than go out for a walk or go take a bike ride or go ride my snowmobile by myself. And so if somebody proactively reached out and said, hey, man, why don't you come in and, you know, just haven't seen you in a while. Come and see what's going on. I would love to get out and go have that conversation. Yeah. I'd love to get out of my house. Yeah.
Well, so there's the major unit conversation and then there's the parts department conversation, because if I'm sitting at home, I'm walking through my garage, I'm looking at that motorcycle or that bicycle thinking, I should put that new upgraded drivetrain on that bicycle. I should put that GPS mount in those touring bags on my motorcycle. Who's calling you, Tony?
Nobody.
Nobody's calling me. Particularly if you're a dealership that has the ability to pick up and deliver. If you can come get the unit, put it on your floor, sell a bunch of P&A, sell a bunch of service, and deliver it back to the customer, you now are extending that staffing conversation as to not having to let anyone go while taking care of the customer and doing the right thing. So you got all departments truly that are affected by this.
Service department. The best phone calls you could be making right now is to your entire service customer base, telling them right now is the perfect time to bring your unit in to get it ready to go for the spring. Because guess what? When all this stuff breaks and the sun is starting to shine again, you know you're going to want to get on the water. You know you're going to want to get on your mountain bike or your road bike. And you know you're going to want to get on your motorcycle. Bring it in so we can get that sucker ready.
Bring it in. I had a phone call about my Toyota Tundra. And those of you who know me know that I have a giant jacked up Tundra that has never left the pavement because I'm a princess. But I like how it looks and my tires are done. And so what do? They ordered up the tires that I know that I have on that truck and they're ready. And they're like, we got it here right now. I'm sending the driver to your house right now. That happened yesterday. There's a Honda Accord in my driveway as a loaner while they get the truck handled. They just called. They came and got it. They took it back. There's a $2,000 transaction happening right now that wouldn't have if somebody didn't reach out to me.
Right now, we have been talking to you guys ad nauseum about videos. So sales, parts, service, motor clothes, pro shop in the marine industry. Get your phone out and start making 30-second videos and emailing those to your customers saying, hey, man, life is good here at ABC Water Sports. Life is good here at Tony's Mountain Bike Store. Come on in and see me. Let's have a chat. Send that to your customers. It's a level ahead of just sending out an email or making a phone call and leaving a message.
3 weeks ago, we did some training at the Motorcycle Museum in Alamosa in Iowa, and I'm driving with Jeremy McGrath to the training. And if you'd recognize the name, that was a guy that 3 years ago said, you guys should start a podcast. I'm with Jeremy, thanking him for kicking us in the butt for getting that going. My phone rings. It's a FaceTime call from my daughter as we're driving to the training. And as I was done with that phone call, I hung the phone up and I just stopped and I had a little moment there to myself. And I looked at Jeremy, who also has young kids, and I said, can you imagine if we were born 20 years sooner? The technology, the ability to have a video chat with my daughter in a moving car from states away, the connection that is made as opposed to those same words being used in an email or a text or even a phone call. When I can see my kid and have that moment, holy cow, that means the world. What do you think it means to your customer? when you, one, decide to have a communication with them, and two, do it on a video which connects more. So either a one-off video personalized to that customer or a group video, like Kristen Snowden, she for the RNS, when she did that little video about get out there and get out and ride, and she pushed that out to all her customers. Same thing. Videos to connect with people either as a whole or as an individual on the one-on-one. Let me tell you, those individual calls, those individual videos, they matter more than any of the rest of them.
Yeah, what Sam was alluding to is Kristen Soden is one of the operators of RNS Motorsports in Albuquerque, New Mexico. She went on her Facebook feed for the business, and that takes me right into my next point. Is there was a little levity involved, and quite frankly, people, we need a little levity right now. Everybody's so damn serious, and everybody's so freaked out. Her video was hilarious. It hit the point. It was like, you know what helps with coronavirus? Getting out into the fresh air. Come on down to RNS and see us. You should go take a peek at her video. But those are the kind of videos that we want to see on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram. Those are the kind of videos that'll make your customers happy. They'll put a smile on their face, and it may just pull them into the dealership.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, Tony, but both sides of the fence, right? We talk about levity, and then you have to make plans for the other side of the fence too, which is if you have an employee who contracts the coronavirus, what is your plan, right? What is your plan? I talked to a dealer just yesterday with multiple stores, and they said, we're purposely shutting down one store so that we know that it's free and clear and clean, because if somebody gets sick at one of our other stores, we're going to shut that store down. And then we're going to move into this other store, because the perception from the general public, if somebody gets sick inside your store, what is your plan for that? And that's a big, holy cow, I understand the magnitude of what I'm asking you to consider right now, but you have to consider it. Because if the door's just shut, how long can you stay shut is the next question.
Our third point to you guys is proactivity. Get out in front of this. Be a little bit more proactive. Right now, there is a ton of work that needs to be done in that dealership that you own, and get your people to be proactive. Let's move on to number four. Number four is events and advertising, Sam. And you and I have discussed this back and forth over the past couple of weeks, but it's obvious. The CDC and the World Health Organization is suggesting there's two things: wash your hands and stop major gatherings. So the first thing that we would say is cut back your events immediately, because gathering tons of people into one place doesn't mean you can't have a ride. You know, it just means that we're not all going to go inside the dealership, all 500 of us, and go hang out and share cups and drink beer. We're not doing that, but we can meet at the dealership at one, and we're going to take off, or we're going to go for a ride.
Well, and the negative about that is that that's where a lot of the energy on the showroom floor comes from. The positive on that is, as you don't have that much time and mental mind share going to spinning up an event, where is that placed? And I think a lot of times digital media is a great place to put those dollars that were maybe being spent on events, because what do you have? You got a lot of people sitting at home on their computers, one, you know, going stir crazy, wondering is when it's going to break and what I can get in the meantime to hold me over. And if I want to get out there and play on my own, maybe now's the time. So I would see events dialing down, but that doesn't necessarily mean your digital spend in advertising dialing down. What it means is you have more time to apply it on the showroom floor for different activities.
So cut your advertising for the events that you're trying to throw, but throw that at your digital marketing. One of the savviest things that I've been seeing right now is, if everybody isn't noticing, obviously the rate cuts that are going on right now to refinance your home, that's a really good marketing campaign that you could be using as a motorcycle, boat, RV, bicycle dealer is, hey man, money's cheap right now to refi your home. Why don't you, no better time than to come and bring some of that extra money into ABC Water Sports and come check out that new boat you've been looking at.
And put a plan together, right? Do you have a lender available for your customers? Have a full soup to nuts plan. You know, now's a really good time. The rates are between these ranges. If you don't have your own lender, here's our lender. Give him a call and make sure that lender has a one pager, knows the intent. The money is meant to go towards the down payment of a boat or whatever, and expedite this whole thing for people. I know there's part of it that sounds like you're taking advantage of a situation right now, but the reality is there are a lot of customers out there who would love to have a brand new fill in the blank boat, for instance, who all of a sudden can pull some money out of their house at a reasonable rate, and they got 40 grand to go throw down in a new boat. Now's the time, right? be proactive in this. And so I think in the whole world of events and advertising, it's a matter of getting creative and thinking about, if we're not doing group gatherings, how can we at one-on-one get the message out and cause people to stay excited and appreciate the, you know, the levity of the situation. Just take it easy. This might be a great opportunity for you to get in that boat that you have always wanted because of, in this case, the rates going down. That's a good point, Tony. That's number four. Yeah, events and advertising.
That was number four. Yes, you're correct. Let's move on to number five. And this one is going to be near and dear to mine and Sam's heart. And we have, as always, we have a lot of dealers, owners listening. We have a lot of vendors listening, and we have a lot of OEs listening. So we're going to dive deep into this. First and foremost, motorcycle, boat, bicycle, RV dealers listening, lean on your OEM right now. Make the phone call to them and say, how are you going to help us right now? Because we're in a time of uncertainty. I'm a little low on my cash flow, and I need to figure out what is your plan. And for the OEMs that are listening, I'm not trying to create undue, Sam and I are not trying to create undue pressure on you guys, but right now is the time to step up, because what we always hear is we're in this together, right? The manufacturers need the dealers need the manufacturers. We also need those third party vendors. We need the consultants in here. What we're trying to tell you right now as an OEM is you have a captive audience that is listening. You need to start communicating in earnest to your dealer base. Get your DMs, your RMs, whatever M's you call them. They should be making calls. They should be texting. They should be sending videos to the dealers to calm everybody down and show that you guys have a plan. What are your thoughts on that, Sam?
Well, I think the word you're looking for is partners. OEMs, ever since the economic downturn for the last 12 years now, have said, oh, we really need our dealers. And right, you do. And we really want to partner with our dealers, not just have them as dealers. You're not our clients. You're our business partners. And quite frankly, Tony, I think you and I do a very good job of culling through manufacturers who truly have the dealer's best interests in mind. We pride ourselves on the fact that those are the only ones we want to play with. And to the point you've made many times, we have turned many OEMs down because they don't have the dealer's best interests in mind. Again, to your point, now's the time. OEMs, now's the time. You say we're partners in this. Now's the time. And I do understand the OEM has their own thing going on, right?
True.
You got your supply chain that's coming into the OEM and boats in production in the showroom. I'm thinking about Nautique and the warehouse in Orlando and like how many boats have they got their own things going on. But now is the time to reach out to your dealers and see if we can help them. During the boat show, and I'm on boats right now just to make a point, but during the boat show, you got OEMs that are giving certain rebates and incentives to dealers to make hay while the sun shines. Right now, dealers need that as much as, if not more, than the boat show times, right? So if there are some concessions you can make to pricing models so the dealers can get that customer who's on the fence over the hurdle because there's an extra concession which causes them to pull the trigger now, these are the things you need to be reaching out to your dealers with. In addition, if there are hiccups in the supply chain, as I mentioned before, if there are delays that are coming, or if it's business as normal, these are the things that need to be communicated to your dealers. Right. Because again, the dealers are running on fear, wondering what the OEMs are doing. Clear the air. Let's get some patent data there and clear the air.
And you heard the word that I said was communication in earnest. Don't just send out an email. Hey man, we're here. Wash your hands. Sunshine will come up tomorrow. Communicate in earnest your plan and do what a lot of these big businesses are. I mean, Sam, you and I both know, like United, Marriott, they're in communication with me daily with the amount of business that we give those two entities.
Yes.
They are sending me emails personalized to me. Like, here's what's going on. Here's where we're at. We're in this together. I'm imploring the OEs right now to make sure you're contacting your dealers. And the conversations to recap on that should be held around orders that we're making right now, flooring levels, flooring costs, inventory levels that dealers are taking right now. Because again, if we're truly walking the walk, not just talking the talk, we are all in this together. And we got to make sure that those dealers survive and that they come out of this coronavirus kicking ass in late spring and early summer and making money to pay their bills.
Well, Two things. One, Tony, as United reaches out to us and as Marriott reaches out to us, number one, it just feels good. Thank you. Thank you for the consideration. I appreciate you thinking about us, right? And then when United does something like we're waiving all fees to rebook your ticket, if you book, don't feel bad. You won't get hit with a $200 change charge or whatever. Like, that is a small concession that goes a long way, because how many events, Tony, have we had to, we've either had canceled on us or we have to cancel. I've got one tomorrow. Actually, this is going to air on Tuesday. I've got one this Monday, Tuesday that we had to cancel because at the point where the Seattle airport was shut down, I can't in good faith encourage dealers to get on a plane to come to a meeting with a group dinner and be surrounded by other people on a plane in an airport when all the data says stay away from social gatherings, you know? So we're having to cancel our own. But how simple it is and how grateful we are to be able to tell dealers, hang on to that ticket because we will have our meeting. It's just not going to be right now.
Yeah, and we're being proactive as well. I mean, we've reached out to our dealer base saying, hey, listen, if we can't have our spring round of 20 clubs, we're going to go to a virtual meeting. We're going to use Zoom. We're going to use Skype. We're going to use WebEx, whatever it is. We'll get in touch. We're going to hold some webinars. We are doing stuff on our end so that we don't gather a bunch of people, but they're still getting a good message out there.
Yeah, I think, Tony, you and I had the conversation last night that just these informative podcasts, outside of the normal podcasts we're running, we will do these for as long as we need to do these. And when there's new information, we're going to put more information out there. Right now, I'm scheduling this week coming up webinars with all the groups that I moderate, because the best ideas come from the group. They don't come from us sitting here on the webinar. They come from the group. And quite frankly, we're sharing with you some of the ideas that we've heard from dealers already. As we approach the end of the week, we're going to have a lot more ideas laid out, and we're probably going to jump on another podcast and we'll push that out to you guys as well. So doing the best we can. Our organization, with a lot of what we do, depends on meetings and attendance. And that's a little rough for us going right now, but we have the opportunity to dial it back to a video-based format until we get through this, and then we'll ramp it back up. So,
yeah, the end result of this is probably going to be that Sam and I are going to get, both of us will get divorced because we're going to be home.
You mean from each other or our wives?
No, from our wives. And then Sam and I are going to end up living in like an 1,100 square foot apartment somewhere in Denver, like paupers, because our wives are going to be like, so aren't you supposed to be gone like this whole week and this whole month? And
I'm going to a van down by the river. That's what I'm doing.
That's it. Yeah. Number six. Let's talk about cash flow. Typically, it is right around now and then maybe towards the end of the year where dealers are, some dealers struggle with their cash flow position due to inventory levels, due to seasonality, whatever it might be. But we need to really take a pragmatic look at how does your cash flow look right now with this hiccup in our market.
A lot of dealers are heavy in inventory on purpose. So they have their cash flow tied up in inventory because the floodgates are supposed to open right now so that we can make all these sales. And so you're very lean on cash flow and heavy on inventory. Solution number one, again, is reaching out with the OEMs and talking about what solutions can we come with on inventory. Solution number two, you referred to it earlier from the customer vantage point, Tony, which is rates are extremely good. Banks really want people to borrow money. If you thought about a business loan, now's the time. And I know there are people like, oh my God, of all times to take out money, I'm so scared to do it. I will remind you, when the economy tanked, that Harley Finance was about to close their doors. And instead of closing their doors, they decided to double down and buy everyone, because the kid who couldn't get approved on a Honda could now get approved on a Harley. And with a 93% retention rate, which is what that brand has, once we got that kid on a Harley, we kept that kid on a Harley. And that's when the market share for Harley Finance went through the absolute roof, because they took a risk and they doubled down. Logic would tell you this is going to rebound. Rates are very low. If you need cash flow, go work with your local lender, get some revenue. You will be in a better state when this thing rebounds. Agree or disagree on that, Tony?
I totally agree with you. So use your OEM, see what they can't do to help you out. Perhaps look at a low interest rate loan right now, because there's tons of them out there. There's also tons of programs that are being offered by the government and by banks that are waiving a lot of fees, waiving late payments. Make sure you read into that. And then another thing that we have is, if you are in a peer advisory group, a 20 club, lean on them. If you have 10 motorcycles and they're just burying you, you might have four or five dealers in your 20 club with you that are pretty flush and they have a lot of cash flow and they would love to have extra used bikes, and you might be able to get them to them. So cash flow is a big concern. Make sure you put yourself in a good position for the next month with your cash flow.
And if ever you had time to do it, right? Now's the time. If you need the time to go sit with the lender and you haven't done it, now you afford yourself the time. Make the time. Leave it up to your team. They can hold down the fort while you get to the bank and put that loan together. It won't be as painless as you think it will be. I just went through it myself. Make the time.
All right. Number seven, last topic is positive activities. A lot of times we hear our dealers tell us, dude, I don't have time to eat lunch. I don't have time to grab a cup of coffee. Right now, you can implement positive activities in your dealership, whatever space you operate into. And the number one thing you could be doing right now is you could be training your staff. And what I mean by training your staff, I'm talking about getting the entire dealership, getting them on the floor, getting departments together, training each other on simple things as the processes, the greets, how to use your CRM better, how to do the dealership tour better, how to set up F&I better from the sales floor into the F&I office, how to make videos, how to email, how to phone call. There's a million things that you guys could be doing that cost nothing, but all you have to do is get people together and train them.
How to phone call?
How to make a phone call? Did I say how to phone call?
You were on a tear, brother. I was letting you roll. That was awesome. Yeah. How to plant seeds and grow corn and
how to carve wood and origami and bake a cake.
Okay, so wrapping it up. No, wrapping it up. It's such a good point. You sit there and you look at Forbes Industry Report and all of the major magazines out there about why people leave their jobs. And once you get past bad manager, right, somewhere in the 2 to 4 is training, lack of training. Pay is always 5 or later on that list, but lack of training. It's amazing to me how many people consider training a checklist item. Like, well, we did that. We did that in December. Why do we have to do that thing again? I'm like, I don't know. Why does the NFL run that play again? Because they're professionals. To your point, training is fun when you design it that way. Role-playing is fun when you design it that way. And one of the best exercises you can run that nobody makes time for is to go to Walmart, go to Best Buy, buy a $99 video camera. It's incredible how small and little they are. Don't have people use their phones. Just get one for the store and videotape role plays on the showroom floor. Then you play back the video on a television screen and you have the person who was the salesperson comment first. You will be amazed at what you see yourself doing. You can make small corrections, and what better time than right now to make these corrections and go through some training exercises.
Also, this is a time where I would implore you to get different departments together doing different things. And what I mean by that is there's some really good service writers out there that have some really good opening lines when they walk out the door and meet a customer. Let's get a salesperson and a service writer training together about intros and greets, and let's get a parts person out there about here's what I do. Typically, let's get to know each other's departments because we have a little bit of time on our hands right now. Second thing, Sam, talk to us about Wheelhouse College.
Well, it's a great time to cross train as well on the heels of your last point, right? Get the parts person out and get them sitting in the service department, et cetera. And how do you tee them up for that? Well, that's what Wheelhouse is all about. It's over 600 training videos on the power sports side of the fence alone, and we've rolled it out to bicycle and marine as well. So wheelhouse.college, good time for some online training. I've been beating Brandy up about coming up with a discount code for a lot of our dealers, and maybe by the end of the week I will have something to push out for you guys. But nonetheless, even at full retail for the boating and motorcycle industry, it's $30 a person. It's $30 a person a month to do the training on Wheelhouse, okay? That's at full retail. So take some time, think about it, check out the free test drive. Thanks for the plug, Tony, but it's what better time than right now to be doing some training?
You know what made me think about that is giving some props to our man Johnny Chef up there in Chicagoland. Johnny Chef, about a month ago, probably around February-ish, I think, end of January, end of February, was sending Sam and myself pictures of him and his staff lounging on his sales floor, because it's a little slow around there in Chicago, but lounging on the couch, sitting at the desk, watching a big screen TV of Wheelhouse College. And he was like, hey, man, great stuff, training, doing this. Yeah, it's a plug for sure, but quite frankly, what we're talking about is everybody staying in one place and not gathering into massive crowds. This is one way that you can train your staff is get everybody to watch the videos together and talk through them. It's a great way to do it.
They're at home already. A lot of your team is at home already. And they, quite frankly, a lot of them want to be at home with their families as they go through this. Some of them don't. They want to be on the showroom floor. Cool. But while they're at home, this goes back to the bullet point that I made earlier. If you're a team member or an employee in one of these stores, you need to be asking yourself, how do you make yourself more valuable to the owner? This is how you make yourself more valuable to the owner. You practice and rehearse and you better your career while at home. So wheelhouse.college, take the free test ride, hit me back. And to be fair, Johnny was watching the 2004 videos until I shamed him on those text messages. And now he's watching the Wheelhouse
College. Well, he's cheap. He's cheap. Let's just make sure the Sheffer knows that he's cheap. But hey, so we talked about training. We talked about Wheelhouse College, a couple other things. They're not as sexy, but you know, right now is a good time for spring cleaning. A lot of you complain about your dealership or your showroom floor looks poor, or the units look poor. There's a lot of dealerships that Sam and I walk into, or anybody on our team walk into, and it just looks disheveled. Get out there and do some deep cleaning. We can do some deep cleaning. This is also a time where we can organize. We can do counts. We can do inventories. We can throw a lot of OBS away. We can really get our dealership ready for April 1st, April 14th, whatever it might be. And again, this is all about team cohesion. Get everybody on the same page. Let's all be friends. Let's all get to know each other. Any last thoughts on that, Sam?
Yeah, I'm going to leave you with a phrase, one of two phrases that my dad gave me when I was a kid. The two phrases were, you got to shave every day and get in front of it. And when you're 6 years old, neither one of those actually means anything to you. But as you grow up, you realize shaving every day means you got to be okay with a person looking back at you in the mirror. Life lesson. Got it. But get in front of it has to do with that call that you should have made to that customer, but you know you think it's going to go south. Get in front of it. Make the call before it becomes a problem. That's the gist of it. Stop waiting on something to become a problem before you actually handle it. Get in front of it. And I got a million examples of how to get in front of it, but I think we get it, certainly on this call. I'll tie this back to where we opened up with, which was the fire drill from Jason White. The whole concept of the fire drill was to have a plan so that if this happened over here, then this piece happened over here. If we drop 20% in door swings, this is the plan that will get executed immediately. It wasn't a thinking thing. It wasn't, oh my God, what are we going to do? And the beauty is when it turned the other direction and the economy started going the other way, now when we got 10% more door swings, this is the plan we're going to enact. Get in front of it, gang. Put together a plan. Start thinking through with your own team all of the pieces that may happen or may not happen, and let's plan for both sides of the fence. That's all I have, Tony.
So I'm going to leave you with one last statement that I learned when I was in the fire service, and that is it does not matter how things or how you falter. It's how you stand back up, dust yourself off, adapt, and overcome what's in front of you. That's the last thing I want everybody to hear is that, people, this will pass. Calm down. The sun is going to shine. And I believe we are going to have a fantastic 2020. So that has been episode number 11 for GarageCast. We thank you guys for listening. As Sam alluded to, we are going to be holding webinars with our 20 clubs. We're going to be gleaning good information and we will be pushing these out. Be listening for maybe a podcast that comes out on a Thursday or a Friday or a Sunday, because as we're getting information, we might just throw out a quick 10-minute podcast so people can go and listen to. As always, you can find more information at www.garagecomposites.com. This is the GarageCast. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. You can also listen to these at Spotify, iTunes, and Google Podcasts. The best thing that you can do is please share this. It's really important, especially in this time, to share these podcasts with your staff, your crew, your owners, your managers, and please give us a 5-star review. It really helps out with us. We are out of here, and have a really good week.
Take care, everybody.